Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, the last Sunday of February, February the 22nd, 1987. May the Lord bless as we lift up the Lord Jesus Christ in this service today. Our prayer is that souls will be drawn closer together, and that also souls will be drawn to the Lord. God bless as you fellowship with us by means of this tape. We love you. At this time, our choir has got a number that goes right along with the message we're going to give today from the book of Philippians. We're going to be preaching on the Christian's race of life. And certainly we're running today in a race. I wonder how our race is going. Someone said, the secret of success is getting up one more time than you fall down. And so we're going to fall down in the race of life. But I tell you, don't stay down. Get up and start running for Jesus again. This song that the choir is going to sing is, I'd like to dedicate this to Mrs. P.H. Combs, Ms. Melda Combs over in the nursing home today. It's a song that says, I'm pressing on the upward way, higher ground. And all of us need to get on higher ground. Is that right? Let's press on the upward way as Brother Kermit leads us forward.
Before that, we have a couple of announcements. Next Sunday, we've been talking about getting handbells for our youth and our adult choirs and youth throughout the church. So next Sunday, we'll have some envelopes like this available. If you would take one of these and write handbell on it, and whatever you put in there, if that would be 50 cents, $1, $2, whatever you feel that you can give us each month on the handbells until they're paid off, we'll take that and total it up, and if it's enough to where we can make the payment, we'll go ahead and get the handbells. And, you know, if you can do this for us each month, unless you're hindered, we get enough. We'll do that. Get the handbells. Get them in here and begin using them and make payments. So next Sunday morning, if you would do this for us, why, we'd appreciate it. And then we'll know where we stand. The money you give, if we don't get enough for handbells, we will continue raising money until we get enough money to get them. Okay? On the fourth day of March, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, our senior adults had a dinner downstairs, and they called themselves the Hilltoppers. So this group will tour the TV station on the fourth day of March at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's a Wednesday. They only give tours now on Wednesday, so we couldn't arrange it on Friday. But this will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock for those that can go. Doesn't have to be. To be a member of the Hilltoppers, you need to be 55. But if you'd like to go to the TV station, you can be a little younger and go. You can meet over there at 1 o'clock, or if you need a ride, let myself, Myrna, or Brother James know. And we will arrange for this to get you over there at 1 o'clock next Wednesday. And then on the 8th of March, we'd like for you to note this, we will have a potato and game time starting at 4 o'clock in the evening. And then Pearl Couch, we finally run him down, and he's consented to being with us at 6:30 in the evening. And he has a most interesting talk on drugs. And we would like to have anyone and everyone that can be here that night and bring someone with you, because everyone needs to know about drugs. And Pearl's got displays and things where you can actually see the drugs. And he can answer questions about them, the effects, and how widespread it is in the county. He can give you a lot of information to help you in knowing what we're up against in just our own little area. So we do want to encourage you. These events are there for you. Please note them and try to participate as best you can in every one of them. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
for his prayer request this morning. This Brother Pearl is going to come up to read our scripture and lead us in prayer. We do want to be much in prayer today for those who have lost loved ones. I want to remember Ms. Loretta Miller and her family and the death of her mom. And also, Pearlie Cole's funeral will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Lothair at the Little Samuel Memorial Regular Baptist Church. We were up there last night and participated in the service. Mrs. Cole was 90 years old, and she'd been here a long time. So let's remember Pearlie Cole's family and also Loretta Miller's family today and the death of their loved ones. And also Jill Kraft, who is Maggie Whitaker's granddaughter. I'd like to be praying for her. Stand pray for Brother Lafer Giles. And also Minna Skaggs. Stand lift Miss Skaggs up in prayer. I believe this makes five Sundays she's not been with us, and we do miss her. And I know God's able to bless, meet her need. Let's pray also for those of our members who are in college, Steve Clemens and Wally Bellis. Also those in service, Bobby Causey in Florida, as far as I know right now, and Tim Hamlin, our son, who's in West Germany, and Mike Napier in Paris Island, South Carolina. We got a letter from Tim this past Monday, and he said, 1 year is gone, and three more to go. He said it sounds like a long time. And I do wish you'd remember Tim and these other two fellows in prayer this week and lift them up in prayer. They're going through some trying times, no doubt. But God is able to bless them. Let's also be praying for those on our mission field that are lost, that we as a church and as individual Christians will be the witness we should be. Brother Burns, you come and read our scripture and lead us in prayer, brother.
Turn in your Bibles to 3rd chapter of Philippians, verses 12 through 14. Not as I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, we thank Thee for this day. We thank Thee for these words. And Lord, we just pray that Thou would be with us today and help us to understand as we study and read Thy Word. And we pray that Thou would be with us, Brother Hamlin, as he brings a message today, just giving the very word that he needs. Bless each one who have come this morning. Just help them, just open their hearing and understanding that they might understand the truth of Jesus Christ. Go with us now through the remainder of this service and this day is our prayer. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Brother Roger, would you lead us in prayer today, please?
Father, we come to Thee again, Lord, this morning in prayer, thanking You for the time here to fellowship with each other. Just thanking You, Lord, for Your blessings and Your goodness to us. Just pray, Lord, that You will keep our families close, knit,
Amen.
Lord, award us with a Christian home. For we know, Lord, that's just a small taste of heaven. Just pray that you be with us. Bless each and everyone here. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Others see Jesus in you. This time our youth choir is going to come to sing for us just before the message.
Thank you.
came out and they gave me a note here. I want to say, first of all, thank you, Youth Choir, for that wonderful song. This note says, anyone interested in joining adult choir, we're beginning the Easter music this Wednesday night. And all who are interested, please be out, okay? We do need more adults in the choir, and be here at 6 o'clock Wednesday evening, all right? We look for you to be here, all right? Tonight, or today rather, let's look in the book of Philippians again, chapter 3. And we'll be looking at these verses that Brother Burns read for us and other verses in the Bible. This is our seventh message in the book of Philippians. And certainly this is a wonderful book written in prison. And today we'd like to entitle our message, The Christian's Race of Life. All of us today are running in a race to the finish line. Someday our race is going to be finished. And the thing about it is, we don't know when this race is going to end. We just need to keep running and keep looking unto Jesus. One of the verses we're going to look at today is found in Hebrews chapter 12. We need to keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. My prayer for each one of us today is that if our race had to end today, that we could say with the Apostle Paul, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. How's your race going? Has the devil knocked any of us for a loop recently? As I said a while ago at the beginning of the service, the secret of success is getting up one more time than we fall down. Don't stay down. Get up. I was watching the Olympic Games a few years ago, and there was a long-distance runner who fell not too far from the finish line. But that fellow did not stay down. He got up and started running again. That is what I believe the Lord would have us to do. Get up and get running again for Jesus. The race is not over till it's over. Keep running. I'd like to say this to those here maybe that are in our service and don't know the Lord yet. You may never have become one of God's children. And I would urge you today to get right with the Lord. Little is said today about hell. Jesus spoke more about hell than he did about heaven. And we're headed to one of two places. There's no in-between. There's no middle ground. We're headed for heaven today or we're headed for hell, depending on what we have done with Jesus, who is called the Christ. No one likes to think today of a doomed soul suffering forever without any hope, where there's no light, no fellowship. There was a pastor one time, an evangelist. He was touring a foundry one day, and he stopped by to see the glow and the hotness of a blast furnace. And he turned to the one who tended to this furnace, and he said to this man, "Does the fire remind you of anything?" And it reminded this fellow who tended the furnace. You guessed it. It reminded him of hell. And the evangelist said, "Does this remind you of anything?" It wasn't long until this man trusted the Lord. We're headed somewhere. And we need to know Jesus. Christ, who tells us of heaven with all of its happiness, tells us also of hell with all of its horrors. We're in a race to the finish. Jesus said to two men one day, he had talked with them about following him, and he said, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. That's Luke 9:62, one of our key verses this morning. And also another verse in Luke 17:32 says, remember Lot's wife. We're going to look at those two verses in the first part of our message today. First of all, in running for Jesus, forget the things that are behind. Paul said, this one thing I do, I have not arrived yet. I have not reached perfection yet. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Don't live in the past. Don't live in the past. And neither live in the future. Live in the present. This is all we've got right now. Live today. Jesus told these two fellows, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Don't look back. The race is in front of us, not in back of us. Look ahead. Jesus said these words in Luke 17:32. Remember Lot's wife. You know the story of Lot? He was Abraham's nephew. And Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom. And the first thing he knew, they lived in Sodom. Two men came down, and they told Abraham, we're going to have to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham, I think it was, started out with 50. He said, if there are 50 righteous in Sodom, won't you destroy it? He said, I won't destroy it for 50. Abraham got down to 10. Lord, if there are 10 righteous people in Sodom, won't you destroy it? He said, no. But they couldn't find 10 righteous people in Sodom. We're living in Sodom and Gomorrah's time in the 1987s, in the 1980s. Two angels came down and got Lot and his wife and two daughters. Lot went to his two sons-in-law and said to them, this place is going to be destroyed. Get out. Lot had lost his testimony. They didn't even listen to him. They went about their daily activities as though nothing was going to happen. These two angels got Lot and his wife and two daughters by the arms and, what you might say, drag them out of the city. And they said, don't look behind. Don't look behind. Genesis 19:17. But verse 26 says, but his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. They tell us even today that those two cities were on the southern end of the Dead Sea. They're not there anymore. Fire and brimstone came down from heaven, and those two cities were wiped out. Lot's wife looked behind. Paul said, one thing I do, I am not going to live in the past. He said, forgetting those things that are behind. The children of Israel looked back to Egypt. When they were in the wilderness wandering for 40 years, they murmured against God and against Moses and Aaron. They looked back. Don't look back. the second thing in the message today, not only shouldn't we spend our time in the past, but we should reach forth to those things that are before. That's what Paul says here in the 13th verse of Philippians 3. He said, reaching forth unto those things that are before. This is where the race is. It's out in front of us. The 14th verse says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul gives here a picture of a runner who is straining every nerve in his body to win the race. He said, I press toward the mark. Did you know what? When we aim at nothing, we usually hit it. Do we have an aim in life, a goal in life? Or do we live day after day after day? First thing you know, a year has gone by and we have accomplished nothing for Jesus. Live a day at a time. As I told the senior citizens downstairs the other night, Paul says, I'm reaching forth unto those things that are before. That are before. You and I need to strain every spiritual nerve in our body to run the race for Jesus. How's our race going right now? Paul says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. We need to keep our eyes on the goal. Have a goal in life. Don't aim at nothing. Have a goal in life. Paul said back in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, in verses 24 through the end of that chapter, he says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. I never will forget a message I preached at Brother Lyhue Thomas's funeral. Graduated with honors. Y'all remember Brother Lyhue Thomas and his wife Minerva? They're both with the Lord. There are many people that are with the Lord today. Many of our homebound people that we had a homebound Bible class with are in heaven today. Many have run their race and it's finished for them. Paul said, one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. Wouldn't all of us like to hear someday the Lord say to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. We don't want to just barely creep into heaven, do we? Someone said they'd be glad if they just got one foot in heaven. I tell you, I want all my body in heaven. I don't want to just barely get in. I'd like to graduate someday from here to there. And hear the Lord say, well done. You've been faithful down there on the earth. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Verse 25 of chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians says, and every man that striveth for the mastery is tempered in all things. In other words, they keep the training rules. They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Some of you may have watched the 16 Days of Glory on, it was on the Disney Channel a day or two ago. The Olympic Games. Those people do it to obtain a corruptible crown. But the race that you and I are in, we are going to obtain an incorruptible crown that will never fade away. And that's why Paul says in verse 26 of 1 Corinthians 9, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. Paul knew where he was going. He said, so fat I, not as one that beateth the air. He said, I am not just making a noise. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going. You know what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15? Three words that I think of quite often. He said, I die daily. I die daily. You want to, do you and I want to have victory in the Christian life? I believe we do, right down deep in our hearts. We want victory over ourselves, over sin, over the devil. We want victory, don't we? Feed the new nature and try to starve the old nature to death. We'll never do it. I tell you, our old nature needs to be so sick. And our new nature needs to be healthy and growing and thriving that Jesus could get honor and glory from our life. How's your race going? Paul was not just beating the air. He knew where he was going. He said in the last verse of 1 Corinthians 9, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Paul was not worried about losing his salvation. He was concerned about being put on a shelf, a castaway. My friend, today the Lord wants us to wear well to the end. Paul was interested in running the race well to the end. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There was a fellow one time by the name of John Baker. This was in the Daily Bread. He was a high school junior, and he surprised everyone by winning his first cross-country race. He outran the state champion and set a new record. Later, he said this as he ran the race. He asked himself, am I doing my best? Am I doing my best? And he outdistanced one runner, another runner, another runner, and he won the race in record time. Am I doing my best for Jesus? Last, we need to keep looking to Jesus and run this race as light as possible. Did you know what? Sometimes we're weighted down by cares and heartache and worry and all the things that go into making up life, when we should do as God's Word says, cast all of our cares upon the Lord, for He careth for us. Paul said, no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Over in Hebrews chapter 12, Paul said, the first two verses, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Sometimes, if we're not very careful, we are going to be running this race with weights hanging all over us. Cares of this world. Paul said, lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. And let us run the race with patience, the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Last Sunday night, I mentioned a fellow who spoke at Camp Nathaniel on the 4th of July, Louis Paul Lehman. This same fellow is pastor of a church, or was pastor of a church up in Michigan. And he had come down to Camp Nathaniel to be in the 4th of July conference. Louis Paul Lehman was speaking Christmas Eve, December 24th, 1986, just this past December. He was speaking in his church before a group of 2,500 people. And went to be with the Lord. I heard him preach at Camp Nathaniel the 4th of July. Fine man of God. His race ended while he was preaching before 2,500 people. I do not know when my race is going to end. My dad almost died preaching. That'd be a good way to go, I guess. Present here, absent. What a way to go. Looking unto Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the first and the last. He's the one who was, he is, and he is to come. Their Sunday school lesson today. You know what? The Lord is watching our race. He's sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. How's our race going right now? You may have never gotten to first base in the Christian life. You may never have been saved yet. Why not get to first base today by trusting Jesus and get started in the race for the Lord? Be strong in the Lord, Christian. A lot of the race seems to be uphill. But I tell you, friends, keep running. Keep running. Keep looking to Jesus. Melanie and Myrna will come to the organ and piano, and Brother Kermit will come to lead us in our invitation hymn today. This song says, all to Jesus I surrender. I surrender all. My friend, today you need to give your all to Jesus. He gave his all for us. By that he said, I love you. Why not trust him today? You'll never be sorry when you trust Jesus. Begin the Christian race today as we stand to sing 349. Thank you. You know, the Lord is not trying to take life from us. He's seeking to give us life, and that life more abundantly. Brother Kermit's going to lead us in the last stanza of this song. We'd stay here all day to see someone saved. Why not come on this last stanza? If you're here as a Christian, you may be weighted down with cares and problems. You may want to come and rededicate your life to the Lord. Whatever God says, do, do it. The mother of Jesus one time said to the servants, "Whatsoever he saith to you, do it." You'll never go wrong following Jesus. Whatever he says, do it, as we sing the last stanza.